Blog Talk Radio.
WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming King awaits.
Morning. This is your host today, one of your hosts, Dr. June Knight. I'm coming to you from the great state of Kentucky. Listen, we are on the Mega Revival Tour, Making America Godly Again, and we are headed back out next week to the north to finish out the northern region before our big march, September 9th, across the United States, marching for Jesus, declaring that Jesus is Lord over the United States of America. Now listen, Bride, today we are focusing on the state of Louisiana. And today our head host is Miss Angelique Torres. How you doing, Angelique?
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing wonderful, sister. Thank you very much. I'm here in Glorieta, New Mexico with our youth in Bible camp.
Yay!
And today, today we are going to be praying over the state of Louisiana, and it's an honor to partner with heaven to do God's will. So thank you, sister.
Yes, amen. Now, it's just me and you so far, so you want to go ahead and blow the shofar?
Yes,
or
ma'am.
Or no, you need to read your facts. You need to read your facts.
Oh, okay. I sure will.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, today we're praying for the state of Louisiana, and here are some facts about Louisiana. Louisiana is a southeastern United States on the Gulf of Mexico. Its history as a melting pot of French, African, American, and French Canadian cultures is reflected in its Creole and Cajun cultures. The largest city, New Orleans, is known for its colonial-era French Quarter, Waka's Mardi Gras Festival, its jazz music, and its Renaissance style of Louis Cathedral and wartime exhibits at the huge National World War II Museum. Its capital is Baton Rouge, I'm sorry. Its state flower is magnolia. The state bird is brown pelican. The state tree is a bald cypress. And the state mammal is an American black bear.
Wow.
So I have some pretty good, interesting state facts to tell you about Louisiana. But let's blow the shofar before we get started so we can start praying.
Okay, we also have Sophia on the line with us as well. Okay, well, let's go ahead and blow the shofar. Hold just a moment.
Yay.
Okay, here we go.
With our official shofar blower, please give it up for Miss Bonnie Bryant. Yay! Miss Bonnie is an international shofar blower. She is very prophetic, and when she blows, believe me, every demon will feel it. Give it up for Miss Bonnie.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, sister. I hear Sister Sophia, are you with us today? Sister Sophia, are you there? Okay. Well, today
someone
we have a guest.
Someone is on the line. Yes, someone is on the line from area code 602. Who is that?
This is Cookie. My husband Dan and I are in Seattle today, but we live in Phoenix, and I was born in Louisiana, so Angelique asked me to call in. So good morning.
God answered my prayers, Sister Cookie. Thank you for being on the show with us.
Thank you, honey.
Sister Cookie, can you please tell me some facts about Louisiana and a little bit about your ministry?
One of the things that about Louisiana that when you were talking about the pelican bird, did you know the pelican bird will actually, to keep its young from starving, it will pull flesh from its own body to provide for its young. So isn't that an amazing fact about care and taking care of our families? And so, Louisiana is just, it's a great state. It's it was bought for $15 million from the French, and it was, I think, 13 states were carved out of it. It went all the way from the Gulf of Mexico to the Canadian border, from the Mississippi to the Rockies. So it was a huge territory that doubled the size of the United States when it was purchased. And so there's French, there's Indian, there's African American. It's just a melting pot of a lot of different cultures and a beautiful people. It's in the Bible Belt, and so there's a love for God there and in a lot of places, and family that last year you saw with those floods that were happening, how people would just help each other. And so, Lord, we just lift up Louisiana today as they're facing flooding waters again from this Cindy, Lord God, that's hitting the Gulf Coast, and the waters are rising. And we just plead the blood of Jesus over Louisiana, and we say no more deaths from storms. And we take authority over these elements in Jesus' name, and we say, you just calm down. No more flooding and loss of life and loss of income. And we just bless Louisiana today. Thank you for these precious people on the call to bless this state that you love. And we thank you for Louisiana, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Sister.
Thank you,
Sister. Can you tell me a little bit about your ministry?
Amen. Amen. Well, let's see. My husband and I have been married since 96, 21 years. Before that, it was about, and today, yes, today,
today's happy anniversary.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. In 1988, I believe it was, I started working with children down in South Phoenix. That's a lower high crime area in Phoenix, and it's a wonderful community of people that work together and love each other. But it's a hard place for a lot of children. And so I was able to start working with a church that had a bus ministry, and we started with like 15 to 45 children that we'd pick up on Sunday mornings running the bus through the streets of South Phoenix, and the Lord quickly blessed it to where it was like 100 children to 200 children to 300 children. It was an amazing time. And so then I had buses that were breaking down all the time. Bus ministry is tough. And then the Lord allowed us to connect with a larger church in Central Phoenix that really helped us and bought us a couple of buses and let us use a property that they owned at Central and Baseline. And then it went to 1,000 children. And so we started doing stocking years ago, and we would give the stockings out to the children in December, and the stockings would be filled with all sorts of wonderful goodies and then scriptures and Bible verses. And so we started, it's an evangelistic work where we share the gospel and the good news. And then when my husband and I married in 96, he wanted to get into the public schools. And so 1 year, literally, we just with assemblies and school programs, a lot of assemblies getting in and sharing through athletes, being able to share the word of God in public schools. We saw just thousands of children. So God has opened some doors and let us reach into some rough places, but he has he's brought some wonderful people to just help and be a part and just see the gospel come to a lot of just precious children. So that's the history of it.
That's beautiful, sister. And if you guys have a prayer line or a prayer call that you can let everybody know to join into?
Well, yes, we call in on the 24/7. There is starting Monday at 5 o'clock Phoenix time. There's a 24/7 prayer line that I'll be just taking over for a lady or moderating until she's able to come back in August. And that's actually Cindy Collins, who's from New Orleans, Louisiana, and she's a wonderful woman of God that speaks in the nation about pro-life. And so I can get that number and give it before the call's over if you like. And then Dan is starting up a men's prayer muster line. So the Lord is moving through these prayer lines. We really appreciate what you're doing here Thursday mornings on this radio prayer call.
Yes, definitely, sister. And so if you can have the number for Dan's phone call also, that would be great for men who, if any men are listening on this broadcast, can take that number down and help call and pray with Brother Dan also. So that's wonderful. This broadcast, what Dr. June has started praying over the states, has been an amazing experience. And I know in my heart, because I've had confirmations from different people by our Father in Heaven, letting me know that she is pleased with Sister Maureen and with the Dr. June with this broadcast airing and praying for all these states, because that's what the Lord wants us to do, to be in prayer.
Amen.
So, Sister, is there anything in particular that you feel we need to pray over Louisiana besides its flooding?
Well, Louisiana is one of the lowest economic bases in the state, so there's a lot of poverty. So if we can lift that up and
lift that up in prayer, sister.
Amen. Father, we just thank you that you are a good, good Father. And, Lord God, we just speak life over Louisiana today, Lord God. We just speak increase over Louisiana. Lord, I know that there's many good churches, many people that love you in Louisiana. And, Father, we thank you that light dispels the darkness. So we thank you, Father God, that you're a God that knows no lack. And we just pray provision, jobs, increase help for your people that are looking for work or having a hard time providing for their families or in poverty. We say no to that in Jesus' name. Lord, you own the cattle on a thousand hills, and we just pray for Louisiana, the great state of Louisiana, that it would arise to be all that you have called it to be so that it can share the gospel, Lord God, and take care of its families and its churches. Lord, I know prayer ministries in Louisiana that have churches that have 24-hour prayer rooms, Lord God, that people have an hour a week that they commit to coming in and that are so anointed and they pray, Lord God, for Lord, I pray for the law enforcement in Louisiana, Lord God. I pray protection. I pray for the government in Louisiana. We pray for Governor Edwards and all those that are in Congress. We pray for Congressman Scalise, Lord God, who was just recently shot, and he's from Louisiana. So we pray for the officials, protection and wisdom and discernment in Louisiana and unity for your purposes to prevail. We speak life. Life over Louisiana today in the strong, mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. Is Brother Dan with you this morning?
He will be shortly. We're in someone else's home right now. And so he is. He's not in this room, but he's making his way this way. So.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Hey, Angelique.
Yes, Dr. June.
You know, when she was talking about that spirit of poverty, it came to my spirit about the occult that takes place there. I went on the street, Miss Cookie, I did a television broadcast from, what is the name of Bourbon Street?
New Orleans.
On a Saturday night. And it was really eye-opening to how sick, you know, and deprived that area.
Yeah.
So I would like to pray against the occult that goes on there, which may be bringing a lot of that poverty and stuff like that.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord,
amen.
We all come together in agreement today, Lord. You're bright across the world in agreement for healing in the state of Louisiana, Lord. We come against and bind all power. Principalities and powers over the state of Louisiana, all powers of voodoo, all powers of witchcraft, all powers of satanic origin. We bind you up and command you to let go of the state of Louisiana. Lord, we loose revival in Louisiana, Lord. We loose the glory. These people, Lord, that are hungry for the supernatural, and they're looking for it in all the wrong ways, Lord. Show them your glory, Lord. Show them your glory. Let revival hit that state, Lord. Let the hungry seek your face, Lord. Let your will be done in that state, Lord. We command and decree and declare that all of the spirits working against the will of God has to bow down to the mighty name of Jesus over the state of Louisiana. Lord, we pray, God, for a cleansing to come to that state, Lord. Heal that state. Cleanse that state, Lord. Forgive that state for the abominations in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heal those people. Let the spiritual leaders rise up in that state. Let them rise up and fight the war that they're in over their state, Lord. We hold up their arms, partnering with them, those that have been plowing the heavens, that have been praying and asking you, God, to heal their land and to heal their peoples, Lord. We are partnering with them today as your church, as your people, as your sons and daughters. We're partnering with them. For the state of Louisiana, we decree and declare victory, healing over that state in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak to the mountain and tell that mountain to go. Believe in you, God, that you have a plan and purpose for that state and a plan and purpose for every person in that state. Lord, we come against that poverty mentality. We come against that mentality in the name of Jesus. We pray that they would have an identity of being a child of God, that they would know who they are in Christ, so that they can take dominion and authority and take their land back. In Jesus' name, Lord, we call out the prophets. We call out the apostles, the missionaries, the intercessors, the preachers.
Yes.
Call them out to rise up, that they would be bold and strong in Christ, and they would speak against the spirit of Antichrist, that they would know who their battle is, and that their eyes would stay focused on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that they would not look to the right or the left, but they would look to you where their hope and help comes from, Lord, that they will not latch on to the government. They will not latch on to them for help or for provision. But they would look to you as the provider who wants to meet all their needs, Lord. We thank you and give you praise for the revival that's coming to the state of Louisiana. And, Lord, once again, for their preachers there, we pray, God, for a revival of truth, that these ministers will preach the truth, that they will preach the unashamed word of God, and that they will tell it how it is, Lord, and they will set them free through the power of truth, that they will not sugarcoat the gospel, that it is a sword to bring division, a sword to bring division. And we thank you and give you praise, God. Lord, that state has so much history of powerful ministers that came up, that shook the world for your glory. And the enemy come in and stripped them of their glory. We pray right now, God, that the people, the ministers of that state, will be humble before you, Lord, that they will know the power that you have given them, and that they will give you all the glory for it, Lord, and that you will continue to raise up ministers to shake the world for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, sister. Whoa. Powerful.
Praise you, Jesus.
That was
praise
powerful.
You,
Sister Cookie, is Brother Dan in yet?
He is right here.
Yay.
So, welcome to him.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Brother Dan. Welcome to
WATV
podcast.
Morning.
Whatever Angelique asked me.
Okay. So how are we all doing this morning, Sister Angelique?
We're doing great, brother. How about you? Wonderful to hear your voice.
We are truly blessed.
Yes.
We just celebrate
brother
Dan. Today's our 21st wedding anniversary today for me and Cookie.
Yes. Happy anniversary to you, brother.
Thank you.
Brother Dan.
Thank you so much.
I know that you are in the ministry of helping out the boys and the kids from the schools. Would you please lift up the schools in Louisiana, brother? And can you just tell me a little bit about your ministry and how you come to pray and try to lead the children to Christ as you do?
Okay. Our public schools in 1962, they kicked God out of school. And my prayer is that God will be back into school, that we can pray, and that we can, teachers can have a Bible on their desk, and that we can open up the class every day with prayer, and that there'll be freedom for that. And that's one thing about the public schools right now that my heart is for, that there'll be that opportunity again where we can stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance, and we can pray. And like I said again, where a teacher can have a Bible on the desk. And when a young person is out of order and they get disciplined and they have to go to the principal's office, they're dealt with in a different way. The principal can go to Scripture and the Bible and explain to young people that do not mock God, you're going to reap what you sow. Scriptures are the power of the tongue, is life and death. Scriptures in the Bible that the kids will understand that's life, and that is true the word of God, and that'll bless them and minister to them a lot more and in some way they're being disciplined now. And I just pray for the teachers. Most teachers are underpaid, and I just pray, Father God, that they get paid more for what they do, and the administrators, the principals, the superintendents of the schools, they have a very hard job to do. And Lord, I just lift up the administrators and the teachers of our schools and the coaches, and because our children, they spend a lot of time at the school, and those teachers, are really a big part of their life, and the coaches too. So schools are very important to children, and it's a very important part of a child's life. Hold on.
Yes.
Angelique, it just came to mind. There's a new school superintendent in Webster Parish, where I'm from. His name is Johnny Rowland, and I would love for us to pray for him. He is a godly man. His grandmother and my grandmother, that are both in heaven, were dear friends. They were matriarchs in little town of Dubberly. And so could I just lift up Johnny Rowland right now, since you're talking about school?
Oh.
And my brother, Mike Holloman, is a teacher in a Votech school. So, Lord, we do lift up the teachers in Louisiana. We thank you, Father God, that you have placed them in these classrooms. And, Lord God, they have great influence over the youth of Louisiana. So, Father, we just pray a hedge of protection around all of the teachers in the schools, whether it be elementary, middle, high school, the college, community colleges. We bless these teachers. We thank you for provision for them. We thank you for favor for them. We thank you for protection for them. We plead the blood of Jesus over the schools in Louisiana, and we say you will remain safe. You will be safe havens for young people. And Lord, I thank you for releasing angels all around the schools in Louisiana, protection, Lord God, and that you are raising up godly men and women to be these teachers and to teach with wisdom and discernment. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for revival. Yes, I agree with my sister praying earlier, Sister June, for revival in Louisiana. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that light dispels the darkness, and we just pray that you raise up intercessors all across Louisiana to pray, to seek your face, to speak life over the children, because children are the heritage of the Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for every opportunity that you are raising up for the body of Christ to go into the schools, to minister, to pray over the schools, Lord God, to help the teachers, to help the administrators, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for bringing hope today to the teachers all across the great state of Louisiana. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, sister. Thank you so much. And
well, one of the things,
Pastor Dan,
yes.
Pastor Dan, mm-hmm. would you mind praying and lifting up the churches in Louisiana, please? The churches revival, whatever God puts in your heart.
I also want to add something about the public schools today. They're really putting a lot of pressure where teachers can't do Bible studies, they can't do this, but students can. The students are free to do this. There's many Christian groups of young people in the schools today. They've started their own ministries, and they can have a Bible study in school. They can also pray around the flagpole. So, I just want to lift up the students for boldness, to encourage them, give them the strength and stand up for the Lord. And our students, that's where revival is going to be, is the students and the youth of America, I believe, through the schools. And and also the churches in Louisiana, Father. I just lift up all the churches and the pastors and everybody involved in the church, Lord. The choir directors, Lord, and the youth ministries and the children's pastors and the nursery keepers. There's so many things involved in a church, Lord. And, Father, I just lift up the churches to you, Father God. I lift up the pastors, Lord, to speak the word of God, speak the truth of God, and speak those scriptures right out of the Bible, Lord. And, Lord, I just lift up the churches there, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray hedge protection over them and around them. And Lord, just open the doors of these churches, Father God, so people will come in, Lord. And Father God, I just see a church, Lord, with no walls. There are no walls. Everybody's invited, Lord. Everyone's invited, Father, to hear the word of Jesus. And something else, Angelique, is on my heart about Louisiana. That God opened a huge door for us when we moved there in the prison ministry and jail ministry. Cookie would go up, and they call it the fourth floor in the jail there in Minden. And on Thursday nights with other women, and we would go out to Bayou Dorchy Correctional Center with the men, and we're involved in a ministry called Celebrate Recovery, which is an awesome ministry. It's about the hurts and habits and hang-ups, and it's about the book of Matthew, the Beatitudes, and it's a recovery ministry. And God really opened the doors for us to minister to the people who are incarcerated. And many of the men that I talked to said, I wish I would have known these things when I was younger. You know, I wish I'd have heard this word when I was young. And I believe that so much is where the church has come into play, where they would have heard this word. If people would get out of the pew and go out and minister in the streets, where these young people don't have the opportunity or don't want to go to church or get to go to church, that the word can go to them. And that's what we have to do, because sometimes they're not going to come to us. But I just want to lift up all the inmates there, men and women, in the state of Louisiana, all the correctional centers, the warden there at BDCC, him and his wife, Kelly, he's a strong, strong Christian man, and so is she. And they did so much for those inmates. It's amazing. And we were blessed to have a chapel on the campus there at the correctional center there for the men. And I just lift up the inmates, Father God, that give their life to you, Lord Jesus, who found another way, Lord, found you, Lord. And, Lord, their life has turned. It's just complete 180, Father. And thank you, Lord, for the correctional centers that allow the chaplains to come in, allow the ministries to come in and minister to the men and women. And I just thank you that, Lord. I lift up the youth correctional centers, like in Phoenix, Adobe Mountain. We get to minister out there a lot. And, Lord, these young people, Lord, who have committed crimes at a young age. And, Lord, I thank you for the ministries that are going on there at Adobe Mountain and other youth prisons, Lord, giving these young people an opportunity to know the Lord Jesus. And also know, Father God, that Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is indeed an eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So, Father, I just pray, Father God, for their souls. I pray, Father God, for a turn in their lives. Pray, Father God, that they get a second chance like you gave me. And you gave me a second chance. You give us all a second chance, Lord. And that would be available. So, Father, I again just lift up the correctional centers there, not only in Louisiana, but across the whole nation. And all the correctional centers across the United States, Father, for what they're trying to do to help. And, Father God, most of all, we just thank you and give you all the glory and give you all the honor for what you're doing in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Now, Pastor, you don't know this, Pastor, but we've been on this broadcast pleading with Americans, with the Christians, with the church, that this is the time for us to get out and love our neighbors again, to get out and acting the Great Commission in the United States. Like I said before, the problem is the churches have become so inward focused. We quit the outreaches, not all of them, but I'm just saying a lot of them have become so seeker friendly that they are all about puffing people up instead of speaking truth and getting people out there into the field where the harvest is ripe. I mean, you think about my generation. I'm 49 years old. And we was the generation that quit taking our kids to church. because we was forced to. So we said, we want to give our children a choice on whether to go to church or not. Okay, well, our children grew up. Our children grew up and said, okay, we're not taking ours at all. You know? So what have we done? Our generation, we just kicked them totally out of church. So now it's like society has gotten out there, and these people don't know anything. We set our society back 1,000 years, you know. So now God is calling us to get back out there, because a lot of these teenagers, like Pastor was saying, they have never heard of Jesus. It's like it's like America is a mission field, complete foreign country, third world country, of people that do not understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, so we have got to go out there, give our fruit away, love our neighbors again, and take our communities back. Now, Pastor, I said this yesterday, a lot of the problem in America today, too, is that since the church quit doing all that and quit helping neighbors, helping women, you know, that are single parents and all this, they've all turned to the government as their source of provision. They have turned to the government where it should have been the church. Okay, well, now with Trump in there, he's going to cut that umbilical cord and cause people to be, you know, to lean on something else, basically.
Right.
And so this is a perfect opportunity for the church to rise up and say, come back home. We repent.
Amen.
We repent because we, you know, we're in error. We want to love our neighbors. We want to be active in our communities again. We want to help you, you know, to be strong and self-sufficient and successful in life. The government is not the answer to society. God wants us to steer society back to Him the way that it's supposed to be to begin with. So I applaud you for coming on here saying that today, confirming what we've been saying. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I do want to partner with his prayer over the state of Louisiana when he was praying about the prisons. Now, Pastor, I have interviewed over 300 ministers across the world. I've interviewed many of them in Louisiana, and a lot of them have big visions about prisons. The Lord is speaking to Louisiana, these ministers there, about the prison system. These ministers are wanting to build houses for these prisoners that are coming out and have nowhere to go. So then they turn around and go right back in the prison system. You know, stuff like that. So, yeah, so I want to pray for Louisiana about the prison situation. Lord, you have placed it upon your ministers' hearts in that state, Lord, to help the situation of the prisons. You have given them solutions. They just do not have the funding, Lord, to be able to accomplish all these great ministers. If you're saving Louisiana about the prisoner situation, grant the money unto these ministers that you have given these visions to, Lord, about how to help the prison situation in Louisiana. All the ministers there that are asking you for provision, we are partnering with heaven, asking you to grant it unto them, Lord. Give them, all the ministers in the state of Louisiana, the tools and supplies that they need to accomplish the mission that you have given them. You have downloaded all this greatness into these people, these mighty men and women of God, Lord. So we're partnering with you, asking you, Lord, grant it unto them so Louisiana can be taken to the place that you have for her, Lord. We thank you and give you praise for all of the greatness that is residing in the state of Louisiana, like these two pastors that we have on the line today, Lord, that have been, they have served in Louisiana. They have sowed into Louisiana. They have heard the cries of your people in Louisiana, Lord. We hear what they're saying today, and we are partnering with their God to move in Louisiana. We're believing you for victory and deliverance. We declare deliverance over revival in the jails, Lord. Let those people find you as their source. Find you as their happiness. Find you as their peace, Lord. In the state of Louisiana, we thank you and give you praise, God. We give you praise and glory. Thank you so much, Pastor, for being on with us today.
Sister June, if I could just say about the prisons in Louisiana, what we've experienced working with the schools and working with the prisons, the greatest excitement and hunger for Christ that we've experienced is in the jails and in the prisons. There is true revival happening there. The light fills the darkness, and where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. And so it is I would like for us to pray for all the people that work in the prisons, the guards, the ministries that go in, because they get worn down. And a lot of times they don't have the support that's needed from their churches, even the prayer support. There's a precious little lady that's in her 80s that I work with in Louisiana that continues to go in. There's a group of women that go in. There are when Dan years ago started with giving his testimony one time in the prison there, the Lord just opened the gates, and there were men that surrounded him. They started a Thursday night meeting going in, celebrate recovery for the prisons, and it still continues. Today, 200 men a week. The Baptist builders ended up building a chapel right there on the prison grounds because they called it a hot spot because so many people were getting saved. And in Louisiana, there are, now, I don't know if this statistic is, this was a few years ago, so I would have to correct and see if it's still current, but more prisoners, more inmates per capita than any other state in the nation. So the need is great. And Father, we just lift up all the prison workers, all the guards, the wardens, the Christians, Lord God, that are standing in the gap for the prisoners, for the inmates, Lord God. We pray that you encourage them. We pray that you protect them. We pray even today, Lord God, even today, they sense a move from you to refresh them. Father, you promise that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So we plead the blood of Jesus over the prison workers, over the guards, over the ones that go in to minister the gospel in the jails and in the prisons. And we thank you for increasing them. We thank you for expanding that work. And we thank you, Father God, for favor with the government, Lord. There was just a house situation that a warden and his wife were trying to get the code so they could have it for a halfway house when men came out. And it was blocked by the city codes, Lord God. So, Father, we say no to that. We thank you for opening the doors, Lord God, so that these people that have a heart to do what you call them to do can go forward. In the strong, mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
So, Pastor
Dan, are you there?
Yeah, if I could also.
Pastor Dan, would you mind lifting up the drug use and the drugs? Here I have this Louisiana portions of the interstate highways 10, 20, and 55 are important cogs in an elaborate interstate system being exploited by drug distributors, moving drugs north from the southwest border areas while at the same time sending the cash profits south. And so the interstates, they're really high in transporting the drugs there in Louisiana. And so if you could just lift up the, just rebuke Satan and his drug use in that state. We've been praying for drug use throughout all the states since Dr. June started this prayer for the states. And so, Pastor, could you please pray over the drugs, the drug use, and the transportation of these drugs there?
Yes. Let me start out by saying this. I've been a Christian now since 1994, February 11, 1994, and I had only been out of jail 2 days. So I've been there. I've been incarcerated, and I know the feelings that people, men and women, have when they're incarcerated, the shame and the guilt that's thrown on them. And in Louisiana, about 85% of the people in jail are because of drugs. It's a huge issue. And before I was saved, I put hundreds of needles of cocaine in my veins. I did drugs all the time. And it masks pain when you're hurting and you have these things you're dealing with. It's a mask. And I just pray right now, Father God, to break the bondage of drugs that people have, the addictions out there, Lord. Father God, whether it be physical or mental a pain they have right now, Father God. Father God, I ask you to shine the light down from the heavens and the angels shine lights and move down on earth and reveal where the drugs are coming in and to stop the drugs coming in from in Mexico, Lord, across the border and anywhere they're coming into our states, Father God. I ask you to reveal that. I thank you for the Border Patrol, Lord, and the law enforcement that have a huge fight on their hands. And, Lord, I just rebuke that in the name of Jesus, Father God, the drugs that are coming into our nation that are affecting the young people in our nation. It starts so young, Father God. It starts so young in our public schools and on our streets. And, Father, I just come against the drugs that are in our nation. Father God, especially in Louisiana, Lord, we just break the back of that right now. And Lord, we just rebuke that drugs coming in and that revealed who the drug dealers are, where they're getting their drugs, and stop that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, for the people who are addicted, Lord, I ask you, Lord, just to reverse that, Lord. Lord, just take that away from them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I know what it's like. And, Lord, it's hard. And, Father God, you're the only one that helped me. No man could touch it, but you did. And you helped me so much through that, Lord. And, Lord, I just ask for anyone who cries out to you, Lord, with a drug addiction of any type, Father God, that you'll release that and you'll break that and you'll help them. It's your strength, Lord, not ours. The addiction of pain pills right now is huge. And they're just writing prescriptions right and left, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that be looked at, Lord, and stopped, Father. So, Lord, it's a huge problem in the United States. And, Lord, we just ask you to step in and intervene, Father God. Father God, we need to educate our youth. We need to educate more of our youth about drug addiction and drug abuse and so forth, Lord. So, Father God, I just ask that be done. And, Lord, we just need your help so much. And, Lord, again, I lift up Louisiana with this drug situation, Father. And, Lord, for these young people, men and women, young people too, Lord, that's incarcerated, I pray off the shame and the guilt and the embarrassment that beats them up. I cut the tongue of a mocking spirit that would mock them and
yes.
say that they're losers and they're no good and they'll never be better. I rebuke that in the mighty name of
yes.
Jesus. That is from the pit of hell. That is from the pit of hell. And, Lord,
yes.
that is not a true statement. So cut the tongue out of that mocking spirit that would mock these men and women and youth in jail, Lord. And, Lord, that is not true. And, Father God, I just pray for their souls, Father God.
Yes,
I lift their
Lord.
Souls up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Lord, there's such, as my wife Cookie said, there's such hunger in there, Lord. And, Lord, we just want to feed that hunger with your word, Lord. And just
yes,
help Lord. All these people to go in, these ministers. And we know the value of that, Lord. We know the value. And, Lord, I'm a person that can testify that, yes, I've been there. But through you, Lord Jesus, you changed my life. And I can stand
yes,
up to
Lord.
You. I can stand up to these men and women and say, look, I've been there. Don't do what I did. You will reap what you sow. And that is a true fact. You're going to reap what you sow. But the Lord Jesus will change you from the inside out. And he will just save your life. So, Father God, we lift up you, Lord Jesus, to intervene, Father God, that these men and women have an opportunity to know you, regardless
yes.
of where they're at, Lord. You cannot take you out of their heart, Lord. I don't care where they're at. You cannot remove you from their heart. So, Lord, we just lift up Louisiana to you, Lord, with all these situations you're facing, Lord, and give it to you, Father God. And I want people to know out there that God is winning. It might not look like it, but God, you are winning.
Yes, you're winning.
And we are winners. And one thing I always say to the inmates, I always say this, and I tell them to look me right in the eye. I said, you are winners. You are not losers. And I make sure I tell them three or four times, you're winners. You're not losers. We all make mistakes.
Yes.
You have made some mistakes. Now you're paying for that mistake and its consequences. I mean, we can pick our circumstances, but we cannot pick our consequences. And there's consequences when you sin, when you break the law.
Yes, that's right.
But you know, they're learning right now, Lord. And Father God, I pray that when they're released, they do not come back. I pray that they do not want to come back. And I always tell them that they can not only change themselves, but they can go out there and change the nation for Jesus.
Come on,
they can change their neighborhood. They can change their family. They can change their state. They can change the nation, Father,
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. So we're taking back our cities. We're taking back our states. We're taking back everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Come on now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah.
Matthew, you got me fired up over here, brother.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Hey, Sister Angelique.
Yes, ma'am.
Angelique, would you mind if I pray for these pastors before you have your guests on the line?
Of course not. No, my guest had to leave because she's the youth leader, so I just excuse her. So it's just that, sister. But yes, I would love for you to pray over Dan and Cookie. But you speak of a bold pastor. This is one of them. He doesn't sugarcoat nothing for nobody. He tells it what the Bible says, and he tells it like it is.
All right.
That's one of them,
awesome.
Sister. So.
All right. Now, hey, Pastor Dan and Sister Cookie, I know y'all don't know me, but it would really be an honor to me if I could pray for you like I do these other ministers that I interview. Would y'all mind?
Oh, we would be honored.
Yes, thank you so much. Praise God. Thank you.
Yes, I know it's weird when you don't know someone, but I really want to pray for you because I very much where you are. I love the prison ministry. Please, people out there listening, go to the prisons, go to the nursing homes, go to the homeless. There is plenty of harvest that needs your loving. They don't expect you to know the word inside and out. They don't expect you to have $1 million. All they expect from you is love. You love them where they're at, in their suffering. Love them right there. And that's how it is when you do the prison. You go in there and you look them in the eye and you make them feel validated. And that's all it is. You love these people. So I want to pray for y'all, pastors. My God, listen, only God knows what y'all have really been through. This is what I feel in the spirit right now. Only God knows all the suffering y'all have been through and all the trials and testings and purgings and siftings that God is taking you to take you where he's going. But that is just the beginning. Come on now. You are headed for greatness. You are headed for greatness. You are headed for even more. Expanding your territory. Granting favor. Great favor. Lord, I lift up these pastors to you, Lord. And all the bride out there that's listening to this broadcast, bow your heads and come in agreement. And let's pray for these ministers. Look how the enemy tried to destroy him, the pastor. How the enemy tried to destroy him. But he come out of it. And God has restored this man. But there is even more restoration coming. And we can partner with heaven in this. Lord, You're bright across the world. We do. We come together in agreement for this family. Lord, we thank you for everything that they have been through. All the things that you have brought them through, Lord, you did it. You carried them through, Lord. You brought them to the other side. Lord, we pray a shield of protection around this family. Lord, we pray the blood of Jesus over them. We come against any word curses that were spoken over this family and any advancement that they have had in the kingdom, and word curses have come through jealousy. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray right now blessings upon this family, Lord, blessing their finances, blessing them everywhere they go, Lord, blessing them with the petitions that they have been asking you for, Lord. We are partnering with heaven today to grant it unto them. If they're asking you for buildings, houses, cars, vehicles, whatever they're needing to do the mission that you have called them to, Lord, grant it unto them. Give them all of the provision for the mission. You united these two souls together for a mission and for a purpose. And we pray over the marriage, that the marriage will be stronger than ever. Unity in the spirit, that when you speak to one, you speak to the other, and they have confirmation upon one another, and that your glory would be seen upon them everywhere they go, Lord, and that the power of God would resonate off of them, Lord, to help and to deliver the people that they come in contact with, Lord. We thank you, Father, for greater signs, miracles, and wonders coming from this couple, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for opening up their spiritual eyes in greater measures, Lord, to see your glory. There is so much more, Lord. There is so much more. And for their ears, Lord, to hear what the Spirit is saying into the churches in this hour, Lord. And, Lord, we just hold up their arms right now, God, for any weariness through the battle. We pray, God, strength into them, Lord, to heal their bodies from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord, restoring this family every whit whole, every way that the enemy has stolen from them, restore to them 100-fold in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for giving them favor in the harvest, Lord, favor in the government, favor with other ministers, Lord. Favor in all the places that they go. Look, bride, when we pray and ask God to bless these ministers, we are helping the kingdom of God. We want these ministers to be successful. We want them to be as successful as God wants them to be. So we partner with heaven and ask God to help them to do that and to be all that he has called them to be. So, Lord, we thank you and give you praise for this family. And we lay them down at the foot of the cross today, Lord, believing you to move mightily in their ministry, Lord, mightily in their personal lives, mightily in their family, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
you
so much.
Amen.
So much. That was beautiful, thank Dr. June. Thank you so much.
Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, Pastor Dan, one more prayer before we go ahead and close. Will you pray for our President of the United States that the Lord is working on so well?
Yes, I will. And if I could say one thing about the public schools, as Christians, I believe we've been extorted by the devil. We are allowed to go into public schools and share testimony. We're allowed to tell those children Jesus Christ has done for us. They just don't want us to tell them what Jesus can do for them. But we are allowed, and we do go in, and we do share. And I will share that God pulled me out of the muck and mire and saved my life, that it was Jesus Christ, the night I accepted him, that changed my life. So share our testimony. It's the word of the testimony. It's the truth, the testimony. We testify for God. So don't ever, always be encouraged to go in there and use the testimony that God has given you. Lord, we lift up President Trump to you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
Father, he is the man that stands firm. He might be rough around the edges, Lord, but I tell you one thing. He loves America. He loves our country, and he's fighting for our country. And, Father, I just ask you to give him everything he needs, whatever it might be, Father God. Whatever he needs, give it to him. I rebuke in the mighty name of Jesus all these attacks that's coming against him, all these media on TV and radio. Lord, remove those stations now. Just bless them somewhere else. My wife always says, bless them somewhere else. Remove these people that come against our president and come against our government that President Trump is trying to put back into order. Father God, you're a God of order, and we need order right now. We need order in our government. And I lift up President Trump and his family that are under attack right now, Lord, every part of his family, Father. Father, I pray a special peace, a special hedge of protection over him and around him, Father God, and his family, in the name of Jesus. I pray for great favor right now, Lord, as he's going to be picking another judge for the Supreme Court, the one looks in August, Lord, that you'll speak to him. You'll give him focus. You'll give him clarity. And, Father God, that he'll be on his knees asking you for help, that he'll turn towards you, not man, that it turns to you, Father God. And I know that Vice President Pence is a very strong Christian man. Thank God for that. And, Lord, I've heard, I don't know, but I've heard that they have Bible study there. So, Lord, I pray that that does happen, that you open up President Trump's heart to you, Lord Jesus, and to our nation. So, Father God, just give him endurance right now. Give him perseverance right now, Lord. Everything that's coming against him, Father God, he has really not had much of a chance to be our president with all the things he's fighting, Lord. And, Lord, just remove those objects right now. Those obstacles, remove them so he can do what his heart is for our country. And just come against and remove all these attacks that are coming from us right now. So we lift up President Trump. We lift up our nation to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Just special peace upon him right now, special favor. And, Lord, I come against these protesters, Lord. They're just so far out of order. It's brutal what they're doing, Lord. It's so far out of order, Lord. And I ask you to remove these instigators, these people who are doing these protests. Remove the hate in our country, Lord. Remove that anger and hate, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And bring repentance to our country, Lord, that we repent. And, Lord, just, again, lift up our president to you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And, Father God, I know that our country is going to turn. I know that in my heart, Lord. I know that President Trump, that you have given him a special anointing for that position. So, Father God, just bless him, Lord. Just bless him, Lord. And again, Father, just take away this anger and this hate in our country, Lord. Bring back the unity that we need, Father. Bring back the unity. Lord. Strength and unity is what we need in our nation, Father. Strength and nation, Father God. And no matter what color we are, we all bleed red, Lord. We're all one. Just all one. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yes, thank you, Pastor. Thank you. And Pastor Cookie, would you like to share the number that you were talking about for the men's group for Pastor Dan and for the call that you're going to be on?
I don't have the men's call. Let me see if Dan does. But I do have the 24/7 line, and that is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 543-555. Let me give that number again for the 24/7 line. And it's called the House of Prayer. And Sister Maureen was used, as you mentioned, to just raise this up. It's a powerful move of God, praying for our nation 24/7. And that's 712-770 4340, and the access code is 543555.
And Sister Angelique?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there? Okay, let
yes,
me give
sir.
You the number for the men's line. It's area code 605-472-5212. And
can
the
you say
access
it one more time,
code,
brother?
Okay, 605-472-5212. And then the
okay.
access code is 146-911. 146-911. And I like that 911. That's an emergency, you know. We need to start now, you know.
Hallelujah. Thank you
now,
so much, brother. So, right, if there's any men out there who want to join a wonderful ministry Pastor Dan will be leading, we invite you to join. And Dr. June, would you mind closing us out in prayer, please? And I want to thank you, Pastor Cookie and Dan, for joining us. It was an amazing morning of prayer for Louisiana, and we felt the anointing.
Well, we just thank you so much for inviting us. This has just been a great start to a new season of our lives on our 21st wedding anniversary for at least 21 more great, powerful years.
Oh,
so the
yes.
Lord brought us to miracles. So thank you, Sister June and Angelique, for the prayers. You have blessed our socks off in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Sister, we love you.
Love you too. Love you, Angelique.
And I pray that your wonderful marriage, blesses the United States of America. We need a revival in family.
Amen.
Healing of marriages. All right, let's pray. Lord, we do close out today's broadcast, and we thank you and give you praise, and we seal every prayer that was spoken today over the state of Louisiana. Lord, we know that today was your day to highlight your state and your will to be done there, Lord. So we agree with you, Lord. We agree with heaven. We agree with what you want to do there in the state of Louisiana, all through
the
spheres of influence, Lord, the businesses to be prosperous, the government to be righteous, the educational system to teach righteousness. Lord, all the different things, arts and crafts, all those to be used for your glory, for the creative side of the gospel to come out through the state of Louisiana, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord, for your people rising and for revival coming to the state of Louisiana. And we partner, Lord, with all the ministers there that have been praying and plowing, all the intercessors that have been plowing the heavens, Lord, and all the different organizations and everything. We're just coming alongside them in the great army, Lord. We're locking arms with our brothers and sisters, believing you, God, to do great and mighty things in the earth. And we get to be a part of it, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise today in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everybody. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bless you. God bless you.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day. Glory
bye.
To God.
Bye.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Bye-bye. Hallelujah.